You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Doesn't want us to use his name. I'm just going to call him Connor. How's that?
All right.
Connor. How do your listeners feel about asking out your kid's teacher? I'm a divorced dad. My son's teacher is also single. I'm totally smitten with her. People don't use that word enough anymore. I'm glad
smitten
he did.
Kitten. I like that.
I'm totally smitten with her, and I thought about asking her out months ago, but I thought that would be too weird. So now that my son is leaving fourth grade, would it be socially acceptable to ask her out? My son will still be going to that school next year, but he won't be in her class. Is this okay or not? I don't know the rules. No name, please. So I think we'll call him Connor.
Smitten,
you know,
Connor.
There's one thing I want to throw in here.
Yeah.
There are instances, as we all know, where a teacher could teach fourth grade for years and years and years and years, and then what do you know, the next year they're teaching fifth grade.
Yeah, it happens all the time where they get jumbled up and they take different classes. And
But let's assume that doesn't happen. So now the question is, he has held back. He has not asked her out during the school year. But now that his son is stepping out of fourth grade,
he's going to step in.
Yeah.
What is it about this that makes it feel so awkward when really it's probably perfectly fine? You just see somebody that you're interested in and you ask him out. But there's something about a teacher at your kid's school that just feels inappropriate, I guess.
Well, the word is that it is taboo, right? It's taboo to ask out your child's teacher.
Right. So it's like, do you make the move now while they're still in school? Or is did he say? I don't remember if he was just actually waiting for the school year to actually end then. So
well,
he's got a couple more
left?
Weeks.
Like
a couple
week?
More weeks. But then it's
two
like,
weeks?
Then you won't see her for the summer. So then how do you approach her? Do you send her a Facebook message or send her an email? Because you obviously probably have her teacher email.
Do you go in on the last day of school
with
and
a single
you have
red
a nice
rose.
Little gift? You have a little gift for her, and then you ask your child to wait out in the hall? Because they don't right. want to. I mean,
which is this? So, that's awkward.
So, kid's going into fifth grade, so that's going to make him, what, roughly 10 years old. So,
but again, he's got to.
Then 10-year-olds are going to be mean to him because you know how cruel kids can
right,
be.
Right, when the other kids find out that your dad is dating the teacher.
Yeah, your dad is dating Miss Smith or whatever
Why
her name is.
This is so awkward.
But
it's fine.
Having said that, you know how I am always a proponent of flying in the face of conventional wisdom, and I maintain that true love is rare, and if you find it, go after it.
Well,
and
yeah, 100%.
To hell with what people say.
Well, yes. I mean, obviously. I mean, my wife was living with another guy when I made the move.
See,
so
right.
I'm a huge fan as well.
I think that, you know, if it makes some people uncomfortable, then too bad.
But it's something when you throw in the teacher aspect and there's kids and that atmosphere that just makes it seem kind of, I don't want to say smarmy because it's not smarmy, but it. Man, I don't know.
You get uncomfortable about things, I want to be the bull in the china shop
well,
and just
I'm
charge
at
through.
Schools a ton, and I'm around teachers, and I'm trying to place myself in that position of like going in. Surely, you would have to do it on the last day of school because then you're not going to see her for the summer. So then, do you wait until the fall to ask her out when everything's everyone's back in school?
She might meet somebody between now and then.
That's right. So you would have to go in on the last day.
We have jam phone lines. Everybody was on hold. Please don't hang up. We're going to go through as quickly as we can and get as many votes as we can. Maggie, good morning. Thanks for calling.
Good morning. Hey, not a problem. I never call in, but this really triggered me.
It got you, huh?
Why did it trigger you?
Tell us now.
Because why? Just because it's a teacher? Just go for it. If I didn't go for the husband that I have for 17 years, I'm the one who did it. It was socially awkward. But who cares about what other people think? Just go for it.
Go for it.
Yeah, but you got to think about your kiddo, too, in this situation and what it's going to be like for this kid at school.
I get it. I get it. But you know what? If you want, wait until the end of the school year when the kid is out. If that's
but, you know, the thing is, it is the end of the school year. A lot of people are writing in and saying that. We're talking about a matter of days until the end of the school year.
And
so
see,
I can
I'm the type of person that I'm just going to go for it.
You're just going to march in today and be like, hey,
Maggie,
let's do this.
Yes,
I am so I'm so glad you finally called us. You go have a great day.
Bye, Maggie.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. there is one vote for do it. Here's Allie. Allie, how are you voting?
I am voting to not do it.
Why not?
Well, I am a fourth grade teacher, and it's her job to, like, be nice and charismatic. And so the feelings he may be feeling might not be legit. And also, there's so much that she has spent a whole 9 months with your son that that's going to be a really hard barrier to break.
Do you get hit on a lot because you're charismatic and friendly? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
You do, huh?
Yeah, but here's the thing. I mean, you can't assume. I mean, what if... He's not going to know until he asks. She can always say, hey, sorry, not interested. End of story. We move on.
And maybe he does truly have a vibe, you know?
Yeah, we don't know. You mean you wouldn't even explore it?
No, I would not.
Here's Sue that just texted in. She says, hi, guys. I'm a teacher. I dated a student's dad without a problem during the school year. It was discreet, and I'm not sure if the student's friends knew we were dating. He went into middle school, which made it easier, but it was a really fun relationship. I'm glad I did it.
Allie,
so there's
you could
a teacher.
Be missing out on the love of your life.
There's a teacher saying go for it, Allie.
All right, I guess I learned my lesson here.
No, listen, we got your vote down. We put your vote down as don't do it. So I'm glad you called. Yeah. Have a fun day, okay?
Enjoy your
Thank
summer.
You.
Bye.
Thank you. All right, so now it's one apiece. Here's Mariah. Good morning, Mariah.
Good morning.
So is he going to ask her out or not?
He is. I'm a fourth grade teacher, too. And I say he should absolutely ask her. If I were him, which definitely I'm not, I would email her on her school email and say, hey, could we have a real quick conference after school, whatever day?
Ooh.
And, you know, and then just say, I'm wondering once school is out if we could meet for coffee.
That's really nice.
Not to talk about my son, but, you know.
Us.
Have any people approached you in this way, Mariah?
No, never.
No.
Did you want somebody to over the years?
No, I don't think so. Not that I remember.
Okay. Well, I hope you would remember. I mean, if you had the hots for a parent of
for
you know,
Timmy's
I hope
dad
would,
or something.
I
yeah.
hope you would remember. Yeah.
So. Would you agree with this message that came in, Mariah, from Amber, who says, as a teacher, I totally would judge the parents based on their kid. What if this kid is a total butt at school? And then does that reflect on the parent? So if the kid's a jerk at school, well, then you think that the parent is a jerk, and then you wouldn't date him.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes that is true, but then we have parent-teacher conferences where we meet the parents, you know.
And they're wonderful.
And they're delightful.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Not always.
No, but the point we're trying to make is, if according to Amber's note, the kid is a jerk, it's possible that you could have a parent-teacher conference and the parent is actually quite nice. That's possible.
Right. Yes. That is
I'm
possible.
Glad you called. Listen, thank you for working with children and thank you for being on the show with us.
My pleasure. Thank you, guys.
See you later. Right.
See, the problem with all of these what-ifs that we're getting is that it's all assumption. You know, yes, the kid might be a little jerk. You don't know.
You don't
and
know.
We won't know until Connor asks her out. So why is there just so much wondering?
He must have a general good vibe that this would work out.
Well, one would think, although some guys are quite clueless. Kara, good morning. I'm glad you called. I mean,
good morning.
Hi.
Some guys, Kara, I mean, they cannot take enough messages, you know, that somebody is not interested in them. They're just kind of dense that way. What do you think about this?
I say yes and no. I say give her his card with his number and say, hey, if you'd ever like to go out for coffee, I'd love to get to know you better. Instead of jumping right into a romantic relationship, because how well can he know her? She's his kid's teacher. You know?
Well, I'm sure they agree with that. They have had correspondence all year, I would imagine, and conferences and activities. You get to know people.
I think Kara's right, though. I mean, you're not talking to her for the first time and saying, hey, you know, I want to go get married. You're going to have some sort of casual get together.
Obviously,
I like your idea of giving her a card with his number, and if she's interested, then she can reach out.
Baby steps.
Right, right. Takes away the ickiness of it, makes her puts the ball in her court, right?
Right.
It's good.
I like instead of asking her out and making her reach some sort of uncomfortable, awkward answer right there, she can sit there and think about it.
That's good. Right. Good, Kara.
Right.
That's a great call.
Right.
Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you.
See you later.
I'm putting that down, though, as a vote for ask her out, because you're still sort of asking her out that way.
Yes, sure you are.
Kelly, good morning. What's your vote?
Well, I'm a school teacher as well, in elementary school, but I'm old, and I think definitely should ask her out the last day of school, see how it goes over the summer, keep it discreet. But school teachers, it's hard to meet people. Nice people, because you're working all day in the study with a bunch of other generally speaking women when you're in elementary school. Mm-hmm. And I think go for it.
Jill texted in and said, ask her out now on the last day. That way, if it goes bad, he's got the entire summer to get over the embarrassment. Which is pretty good, Jill.
Kelly, I'm so glad you called. Go have a great day. Thank you for your vote. Okay.
Bye, Kelly. See ya.
Bye.
Appreciate it. And then we're going to squeeze in one more. Even though we've got our five calls, we'll do a sixth call. Hey, Kat, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What are you saying? Ask her out or leave it alone?
I say go for it. And I have a little story that I want to tell that just from experience. So it's actually a friend of ours, not my personal experience. But
well, here's what I got to tell you, though. We are right up against traffic, so I need it to be a really quick story. Can you do that?
Sure, sure. So
lay it on us.
My son's kindergarten teacher had, he had a classmate who the teacher ended up dating the grandfather of the classmate. And my son's now in sixth grade, and those two are still together. So it's been years and years. Like, they started dating during the school year, and they kept it going. So I think
so it worked.
Hey, yeah. If it works for Grandpa,
do you know how
it
worked
for Dad,
do you know how Grandpappy approached her? Like, was it in the middle of school year or at summer or when it all went down?
It was near the end of the school year.
Okay.
I don't know exactly how it happened. I think they kept it quiet for a while, and then everybody kind of found out at the end of the year. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So
very good.
Thank you for
calling. Thank you for voting. Have a great day, okay?
You too. Thanks so much.
Bye now.
Appreciate you. Well, you know, it was 5-1 in favor of ask her out. That makes me so happy.
Go do it.
It makes me so happy that people want to let love rule.
Just go for it.
And now, hey, I'm making a note here. We need a follow-up. Connor, we know you're listening. We are going to insist on a follow-up. What would you say? Maybe mid-June?
Sure. Yeah.
Let's say mid-June, so that will be time for school to be over and to see if maybe they have gone for coffee or something.
Yeah. Let us know.